There is no board direction, as I understand, this is a report item, so we will go on. Thank you. Again, item 7, we're going to take up at another time, yet to be determined. Item 8 is the monthly report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I can make this fast if my microphone was working a little better.
We have a technical problem over here. Cat's not on.
Can you turn me on? Thank you. Okay, just really quickly, a couple of things that have come up since my written report that I wanted to highlight to the board. One first thing is that the chair and I are going to be meeting next week with Chairwoman Dodak of the State Water Board on two separate meetings. One is to meet with the head of the Board of Forestry, and they have asked to meet with us along with the chair and executive officer of Region 5, the Central Valley, to talk about issues related to anadromy and is there a way to streamline permitting and for the water boards to, in some measure, more accept what is going on under the forest practice rules as by way of streamlining the process. No agenda. Just sit down and talk. I don't know what's going to come of that. The second meeting, then, is with Mr. Reinierson from Green Diamond and Dave Bischel, who's the head of the California Forestry Association. And as you heard this morning, the fees have gone up. State Board upped the fees for all dischargers, and the timber harvest folks got hit with a 40% increase, as was noted this morning. And as a result of that, there is concern for we are the only region with a WDR for timber operations. I think Mr. Anderson and I are going to be asked to come back to this board to remove the WDR and go for a waiver instead. So I believe that is what the purpose of that meeting is. So I just want to flag those. Those are really both very important meetings, I think, for where this board has been and where this board is going to go. Next item, and it sort of plays off what I've been talking about, I put forward within the organization a proposal for reorganization. It's clear we've taken a cut in general fund. We're going to take more of a cut in general fund. I think you just read the newspaper, that's the way it is. Half of our organization is fee-supported. Those fees just went up to help pay for staff and to pay for the program. General fund just comes out of the general fund. That is our entire timber program is general funded, and our entire, a big chunk of our TMDL program is as well. So we're looking at shrinking in those two funds.
I need to visit outside maybe because
okay.
I can't hear you.
Brian,
okay.
Brian, if you guys step outside.
No chatting.
We can't hear.
Sorry.
So in looking at where our organization is going to probably go down in size, and we have a vacancy at the supervisory level, I'm not going to fill that supervisory position. Instead, lose one division and put those people into the other division. So as we do continue to shrink, we don't have a displaced supervisor in the future. And in doing that, it gives us an opportunity to create a non-point source division, which will be putting together the non-point source activities with the timber activities, so sort of creating a dirt division, if you will, that has long been a priority to get to, but we just haven't done. So that's kind of coming down the line, and we're working through that internally. Staff held in the last week two important workshops for things that will be coming forward to you folks in the future. One is we had a workshop on the Santa Rosa, Sonoma County MS4 stormwater permit. And the comment period closed yesterday. We got a stack of comments, and so staff will be going through those and deciding whether or not we need to substantially change the permit based on those comments or not. If we go ahead, it will be on the December agenda. If not, we may need to renotice the permit, and it probably will come back then later in the spring. Also had two staff workshops, one in Santa Rosa, one up here on dissolved oxygen. We are moving ahead with a revision to the dissolved oxygen standard for the region. And not much interest. Both workshops were very sparsely attended. But we went ahead and did that, and next step will be a staff report. And I know Mr. Hales and Mr. Noren have been helping staff on some of the technical issues related to that dissolved oxygen criteria. So appreciate their help. Shortly, hope by January, we will have a staff report and basin plan language out for review in the public eye with an adoption for that dissolved oxygen criteria sometime early summer. Also going on in workshops this week, as many of you know already, the State Water Resources Control Board is holding their notice of preparation for their EIR for their 401 certification for Pacific Corps relicensing. And those have been going on in the basin this week as well. And I know staff is attending them, but I haven't gotten any feedback on them. Second to last item, AB 885, which is the State Board was ordered by the legislature to come up with a statewide program for regulating septic systems. Very controversial. They came out with a draft. They withdrew it. They've been sitting on it for another 2 years, thinking about it some more and doing an EIR. The EIR is going through its final internal review before being released. It's going to be really controversial. It will have a huge impact on this region. I know they're planning to schedule, I think, 6 or 7 workshops statewide, 2 within our region, 1 in Santa Rosa and 1 in Eureka. And so when I get those dates, I'll get those to you, because I think you all will be hearing from your neighbors and friends about it. It's going to affect a lot of people. So I'll get you that information when I get it. And I think I'll just leave it at that.
All right. Any queries back to the executive officer?
No questions.
Go on to item 9, board member request for future agenda items. I have maybe 1 or 2. We, in this campaign season, sometimes when a candidate uses a term over and over and over again, they media counts up the number of times it was used. And to me, today it's monitoring. I would just say, go through this tape and see how many times. If nothing more than just a one sheet of paper explains to us all of the different citations we had of people doing monitoring, collecting data, and eventually I'm keep pressing to make sure that we're making use of all the data that's collected out there. So.
We owe you a report back from the swamp presentation that we gave you in Weed, and that I've scheduled for March, which will look at, it's going to be a write-up of all of the swamp monitoring and then all of the collaborative monitoring that we're aware of. So we were planning to bring that back to you in March. Would that suffice?
That's good. And the other was just 319 and projects and grants and request for monies. I would like to see some compilation of what grants are in Region 1 and what projects being funded and what requests are outstanding kind of thing. So.
I can actually email that. It's on our website right now, so I can just tidy that up and send it out to you. If that then triggers a desire for a discussion, just let me know.
All right. Anybody else? I think we have another agenda item, which is any other items of interest? We're done.
Thank you.